The State of Food and Agriculture 2015 report, known as the SOFA report, has been released today by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. It is the food agency's flagship publication, and this year the report has been dedicated to the topic of social protection. Social protection was featured prominently in the recently adopted Sustainable Development Goals and will be the theme of World Food Day coming up on October 16th. FAO has stepped up its efforts to help governments and partners incorporate social protection into national development strategies and policies. And according to the organization, social protection plays an important role in combating hunger and rural poverty when combined with agricultural support. To help us better understand the trends in social protection policies in the region, we're inviting regional experts to weigh in on the issues. For Africa, Alhassan Cisse is the Social Protection Program Coordinator for FAO's regional office in Accra, Ghana. Mr. Cisse, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Generally speaking, what are the trends in social protection across the region?
In Africa, many countries have been experiencing social protection programs with significant difference across the region. In southern and eastern countries, several large programs have been implementing, like in Ethiopia, with Productive Safety Net Program, reaching 8 million food insecure Ethiopian in 2011 through public work and conditional cash transfer. In Malawi also in 2005, they have implemented the Input Subsidy Program, which can be taken as a social protection. And in South Africa also, you have one of the largest cash transfer programs in Africa. In Central Africa, like in Niger, in Mali, they have been implementing safety net program that's supported by the World Bank. So in Ghana, they have, the largest cash transfer program called Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty, Ghana. In Senegal, they have Bourse Familiale. As I said, there are differences across the region.
Do you find that social protection is given enough priority in the region?
Yeah, we can say given the trends, priority has been put on social protection. But the way that it is implemented is different also across the region. Some programs are supported by domestic resources, others are supported by donors. And also the objectives are different from one program to the one. Despite of this commitment, there are some challenges that have to be faced.
What do you think the main issues regarding social protection in the region are?
The situation in the region in Africa is marked by a lot of challenge in food security and nutrition. So there is a need to build and to link social protection to food security. The other challenge is related also to financing. But over the last decade, a lot of effort have been made and African countries have increased spending on social protection. But despite this commitment, they are concerned. On one hand, most of them keep relying on external resources for financing social protection program. And the allocation of resources to sectors is challenging. So it is one. The other thing is so the targeting. Given the objective of the social protection that target the vulnerable people, in terms of capacity also, until recently, social protection was not a common tool in development arena, and therefore the capacity gap exists. So capacity should be built at all levels, from national to local level.
How would you describe the link between agriculture and social protection?
Social protection and agriculture have the same objective of ending poverty, enhancing food security and nutrition. There are a lot of evidence that show that there is impact of social protection and especially social transfer on agriculture. Depending on the program design, the size of the transfer, the coverage, the delivery mechanism, the timing, the predictability, and also the instruments that are used for social protection.
How do you think the region can improve on social protection?
Building, promoting policy dialogue that engage several ministry departments is a key issue for strengthening the coherence between social protection to integrate social protection in the rural development policy in general. The other thing also is to build the capacity of actor in implementing social protection and alignment also with broader agriculture and nutrition policy. One of the big problems of social protection is the coordination mechanism. So strong coordination mechanism should be put in place. The financing also is a big social protection program. It is evidence show that social protection programs are affordable. For instance, the cost of Brazil's successful Bolsa Familia program amounts to less than 1% of national income.
Mr. Cisse, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.